down and nine. So Tally will be in the gun. Two receivers to the left, two to the right, and a whistle and a timeout is called by Valley Heights. They'll have two left for the remainder of the contest with 5:08 to go. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Once again, our score is Trillia 20, Valley Heights 8 here at 92.1 KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
43 yards of offense so far for the Panthers in this second half, to trying to cap it off on this drive from the Valley Heights 27-yard line, but they have a 4th and 9 coming up. 5:08 remaining in this third quarter. Centralia 20, Valley Heights 8. It has been a defensive-oriented second half, to say the least. Started out with a 3-and-out for Centralia, which Valley Heights had not stopped the Panthers' offense the entire day. So that was surprising, to say the least. But then Centralia's defense came back with a stop of their own, and that is where we stand now with Centralia on their second drive of this second half. From the 27-yard line, Tally is going to go back to the gun alongside Gibbs, who will be to his left. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Same formation before the timeout. Both players crouch down. Tally receives the snap, rolls to his left, under pressure, throws on the run, rolling to his left. Balls up for grabs, almost intercepted it, but batted away. Nice defensive play by Royce Ekstrom, and it's a turnover on downs. 5:01 left to go. And we will definitely come back to that play after the game if this game is a one-score contest. Trent Talley is 0-for-3 here in this second half. So Max Shanks takes over. Bigham and DeWalt in the backfield. Takes the handoff, rolling to his left. Shanks under duress, throws it to nobody. And Shanks staying down and slowly getting up. Mentioned he's a little dinged up, a little bit of a leg injury, still kind of limping just a little bit, but not anything too serious, as he kind of crouches over now. So it's 2nd and 10. So Shanks was, I believe, outside the pocket. There's nobody in the area, but since he was outside the pocket, no intentional grounding is the call by the officials. Mustangs have the ball from their own 27. 4:54 to go in the third quarter. Man in motion is Dumbermuth. Take the handoff. Looking to pitch it, but doesn't. Keeps himself. Shanks gets to the 32. Flag on the play. Gain of 5 with standing the penalty. That was a nice job deciding not to pitch that one out to the right. DeWalt, the running back. And that's going to be a shot block. That means one defender went down low, and another defender got the same defender up high. One of our many fantastic rules in the game of football to keep our players safe. So that'll move back the Mustangs after a solid option play. And that is a personal foul, so it moves them all the way back to the 17-yard line. 10-yard penalty. Their third penalty of the game for 40 penalty yards. All of those coming here in the second half. So second and 20. 4.5 to go. Still no score from either team in the second half. Shanks hands it off to Bigham, I believe. No, it was DeWalt. Beg your pardon. Hard to tell. Might have gotten 1 yard on that second and 20 play. Eight carries for 53 yards for Jaden DeWalt, who's been very efficient today. Had that 35-yard scamper on his second carry of the evening back in the first quarter. Going to need a little bit more than that to get a first down on this drive after that 10-yard chop block penalty. Shanks will stay under center here. Takes a snap, goes to his left, looking to throw. Flag on the play. Throw is tipped at the line. Shanks goes down after being pushed by Gibbs. And we'll see if maybe this is another penalty against the Mustangs, a holding possibly. And it is. And I think that's going to push them to the 9-yard line, half the distance, I believe. Either way, a long ways to go for the Mustangs. And I think actually they did decline the penalty, so instead go down as an incompletion. And it'll be fourth down and a mile, 19 to be exact. From their own 18, back to receive the punt is Trenton Talley and Maverick Becker. Punt is on the way from DeWalt, received at midfield. Becker goes to his right. He's at the 45. Tries to continue to go to the outside. 40, 35, 30 along the sideline. 25 and taken down just before the 20. Another fantastic return by Maverick Becker, who has been producing magic every single time he touches the football. Has a return of 27 yards by Maverick Becker. And they'll start this possession at the 23-yard line of Valley Heights. Side formation from the far hash. Gibbs in the backfield with Talley in the shotgun. Direct snap to Gibbs, runs to his left, and he'll be stopped at the line of scrimmage, diving forward, trying to get a couple yards out of it. And looks like he does get to the 20-yard line, so it'll be a gain of 3. Second carry of the half from Drew Gibbs. He has 6 total carries for 59 rushing yards on his day. Love to see Maverick Becker touch the ball more if you're Centralia with how explosive he's been on the day. Doesn't have a single scrimmage play with less than 9 yards. But, of course, that was in the first half. He did have one for 1 yard here in the second half, I beg your pardon. So Gibbs direct snap, runs to his right, gets to the 15, driving his legs forward, and taken down about the 14-yard line. So gain of 6 by Gibbs. So it'll be third down and 1. .210 left to go in quarter number 3. It is still 20-8. Centralia leads on the road at Valley Heights. Talley takes a snap. QB sneak up the middle. Got the first down, it looks like. Right at the sticks. They got to the 16.5, maybe. Maybe close to the 17 than 16, actually. And it will be a first down. We got the full 1 yard on that play. And they'll move the sticks. First and 10 from the Valley Heights 16. With the buck 35 remaining. Opportunity for Centralia to get on the scoreboard for the first time in this second half. Stacking the box is Valley Heights. Doesn't matter. Gibbs gets the outside, and he is in for a Centralia touchdown. From 16 yards away. And it is now a 3-score game. See if they kick PAT. Looks like they will kick PAT. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is even better. That is right through there. And that makes it 27-8 in favor of the Panthers with 1:21 left to go here in the third. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more from Valley Heights. In just a minute here on 92.1 KMZA.
United Bank and Trust. Hi, this is Lacey Free with United Bank and Trust. Help us kick off the Nemaha Central Thunder football season at 6:30 p.m. on Friday, September 9th. Meet us at the North parking lot near Thunder Field for your free NC t-shirt. We hope to see you on Friday, September 9th, while we cheer on the Thunder as they host the Royal Valley Panthers. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
Got some scores for you here. Clifton Clyde leads Hanover 44-6 at the half. That was 13 minutes ago posted. And we also have Nemaha Central leading 27-21. Jackson Heights, they currently lead 48-0. So, a few scores for you. And also halftime, Moorhill Mount leads Oskaloosa 34-6. And at the half, Lynn leads Lakeside Downs 32-28. A few scores for you. Here, 27-8, Centralia getting another touchdown with 1:21 remaining in the third quarter, capped off by a 16-yard rushing touchdown. So just a 23-yard drive, thanks to a 27-yard punt return from Maverick Becker. And Drew Gibbs with his second rushing touchdown of the day. He has 8 carries for 81 yards with those 2 scores. And your scoring update is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle? How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Apologize for that. Getting a little dark here in the press box. Got to blame it on something. It's not my fault. Here's the kickoff from the 40-yard line. And over end, bounces, and on the hop, it's picked up by Gray, getting to the outside and hit hard by Grossnickel at the 23-yard line. Got absolutely obliterated, and it'll be another long field to go for Valley Heights. Great kickoff coverage by the Panthers. Much needed touchdown for Centralia after their offense had stalled for the majority of the quarter. But a big play by their tailback gets them right back into the groove of things. Max Shanks, the Valley Heights quarterback, been a little beaten up here in this second half, still kind of favoring that right leg. Been limping whenever he's walking. He's been running hard. He's really battling out there, doing his best. Got to give him credit for battling out there. Take him in the backfield. Give it to him on first and 10, run up the middle for a gain of about 1. Or are they even going to give him that? I think they will. They'll give him a yard. second carry of the half for Casey Bigham. He had 14 carries in the first half. DeWalt has 3 carries. 45 seconds left and counting left in the quarter. Falling to his right is Shanks. He gets a throw off, but underthrown, intended for Gray, immediately under duress. That's Centralia. Defensive line continues to dominate the trenches. Hard to believe this, but after a nearly perfect first half from both quarterbacks in terms of completion percentages concerned, both quarterbacks have yet to complete a pass. Shanks is 0-for-4, and Talley is 0-for-3. The clock stops with 39.8 seconds left on the clock on a third down and 9 from their own 24.5-yard line. DeWalt, the lone back with Shanks being in the gun. Only happened a handful of times so far today. Bobbling the snap, picks it up. Shanks rolls to his right, looking to run with it. Gets back to line of scrimmage and maybe gets a couple. And there's a flag on the play on the tackle. Grossnickel on the hit, and so is Jacob Flinty. Gain of 2. And we'll see what this penalty is. And it's a targeting penalty. Wow. We'll see if that was Grossnickel or if that was Flinty on that tackle. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty. Gets them all the way up to the 42-yard line. So, in Acacia rules, no ejections on targeting, unlike college football. So, Grossnickel and Flinty both stay in the game. Immediate handoff to Bigham. Gets to the 44, so a gain of 2 with 30 seconds left in the quarter. That's one thing about college football, too. I mean, some targeting calls do, I think ejection is warranted, but there are a lot of hits where it's pretty incidental contact. They're just trying to make a play on the ball, and they just happen to lower the crown of the helmet, and they get ejected just for doing that. Nothing like that here in this level, though. And there's movement, and that's going to be a false start on the far side of the offensive line. That was Lawson Stryker. That'll back him up 5 yards. Make it second down and 13. Puts him back to the 38-yard line. And that will end the 39-yard line. But that will end the third quarter. It's 27-8. Centralia leads at Valley Heights. Our final period of action coming up here in a minute. You're listening to the Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
Milwaukee Tools have a great promotion going on now at Suter Building Supply in Seneca. Get $100 off retail on select kits when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel kit and qualifying accessory or hand tool. Choose from drilling and driving tools, combo tool kits, impact wrenches, rivet tools, and faceting tools. Add to or start out your Milwaukee Tool collection with this special $100 off retail promotion at Suter's Building Supply in Seneca. Hurry, offer ends October 30th.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
KMZA.
One quarter to go. It's Centralia 27, Valley Heights 8. Jarrett Sluppy with you with your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Go to peru.edu. Looking at some more scores around the area, Lynn leads Lakeside 32-28. Mentioned that Chase County won at Frankfort 60-8. Silver Lake currently leads in the fourth quarter against Riley County 28-14. And some other scores for you. Holton leads Nemaha Central 14-13. That one still says the halftime score. And that's what I got for you at the moment. Back in this one, though, second down and 13 for the Mustangs. Run to the right, and not a whole lot of room. He gets a couple yards. That was DeWalt on the carry. Gain of two. That is Jaden DeWalt's fourth carry of the half. He had five in the first half, nine carries for 55 yards, his workload on the day. He leads the team in rushing yards currently. So third down and 11 from their own 41-yard line. Might be asking Shanks to throw here, hoping for some better pass protection because that Centralia defensive line has been dominant up front getting to the quarterback. Shanks is going to go under center, though. Pitch right side. DeWaltz gets taken down in the backfield for a loss. Fantastic tackle from behind. Trying to find the number here. A bunch of players in front of the man who got the tackle is still on the ground. Now comes to his feet. That's big old number 62. That's Nick Thompson, who has been all over the floor today. That was a loss of one. Fourth and 12 from the 40. Likely going to be punting it here. DeWalt has been doing the punting. But we'll see. 10.5 minutes left, down by three scores. Maybe they go for it. We'll see. Right now, Centralia's defense is lined up as if they are going to go for it. And it looks like they are. In the gun. Drops back to pass. Shanks over the middle. Passes low, incomplete. Intended target was Cason Bigham. And that'll be a turnover on downs. So Centralia will take over from Valley Heights 40. Try to put this game away right here with another score. Centralia is 4-for-5 in terms of touchdowns versus drives so far today. So this is their sixth go at it here. And once again, very good field position, something that they have had pretty much all day. Two men in the backfield, now some movement. Becker goes out of the backfield, winds up wide to the left from the far side hash. Going left to right across the field. Gibbs gets the carry, breaks a couple tackles, and gets all the way down to the 31-yard line. Maybe 32, actually. So gain of 8, and we have an injured Mustang here. I think it's just a cramp, and look at Maverick Becker stretching it out for him. That's good sportsmanship right there, but he's going to stay down on the ground, but so we'll go ahead and take it to a break for an injury timeout here on 92.1 KMCA.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KMZA.
27-8, Centralia leads Valley Heights. 9:51 to go here in this contest. The injured Mustang was Caden Dummermuth, and he was able to come off field on his own power. Was limping to the sideline. Great to see that. Hopefully it was nothing more than just a cramp. But again, excellent sportsmanship by Maverick Becker coming over to try to help him stretch it out. That we are about ready to get this one going again. And we have a little bit of a break in the action. Just a reminder that our game of the week next week, we'll be covering Valley Heights again at Onega. Right here on 92.1 KMZA, Friday Night Fever at 6. Pre-game 6:45, kickoff at 7, as always, every single week. And a reminder that after tonight's broadcast, we'll have our scoreboard show brought to you by Community National Bank. Go back to the studio, get you caught up on all of your area scores and all of the highlights and stats as well. Here we go. Second and 2 for Centralia. Before the ball was snapped, timeout called by Valley Heights. Let's go ahead and keep it right here. Let's take a look at the schedules for both these two teams for the 2022 season. Valley Heights, as I mentioned, next week they're at Onega. Then after that, they come back here for two more games against Troy and Republic County for a non-league match. And they go on the road at Sacred Heart and at Marysville. And they have their final home game on October the 14th versus Wabunsee. And then they're at Smith Center on October the 21st. As for the Panthers, they have three consecutive home games. They play at Christ Prep Academy coming up next weekend. And then they play Onega at home on the 16th, followed by a home game versus Troy on the 23rd. Final game of the month of September is going to be at Jackson Heights, first of a three-game road stretch, followed by a game at Garden Plain. They'll go down south on October the 7th, and then they'll be on the road at Riverside on the 14th, followed by their regular season finale, which is going to be a home game versus Pleasant Ridge. Look at your schedules for you. And I mentioned that the scoreboard show is coming up. Before the scoreboard show, we have our B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. We'll be recapping today's contest, getting you updated on all of the unofficial stats from the contest and breaking down what we have seen so far today. Just a quick recap, though. In the first quarter, it was Centralia that strike first, 23-yard receiving touchdown by Maverick Becker, then a 6-yard rushing touchdown by Trenton Talley. Valley Heights got on the board with a 1-yard quarterback sneak by Max Shanks, and then finished off the first half, a 36-yard touchdown run by Drew Gibbs. Gibbs has the only score in the second half. He had it with 1:21 to go in the third quarter with a 16-yard rush up the right side, and that is where we stand. 27-8, Centralia leads Valley Heights here with 9:43 to go. We're ready to go here. Second and 2 at the 32-yard line of Valley Heights for Centralia. And Talley takes a snap, drops back to pass, throwing towards the 10-yard line. It is going to be caught by Becker, and he's going to be taken down inside the 10 at the 9-yard line. A 21-yard hookup. 23-yard hookup, excuse me. I knew that didn't sound right. First completion of the half for either team. Exact same distance as Maverick Becker's first and only catch of the game. That puts them at the 9. So first and goal for the Panthers. Talley rolls to his left, looking to throw again. Looking for the end zone. That's going to be through the hands of his intended target along the far side. And he was going for Reese Tanking. Clock stops with 9:15 to go. So second and goal. Talley on the day is 3 for 7, 50 passing yards and a touchdown. Becker's in the backfield with Gibbs. Talley to take the snap. Looking to throw once again. Looking over the middle. Now he's going to try to run for it. He's got the 5-yard line going for the far side pylon. He dives. And did he get there? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Trenton Talley. His second rushing touchdown of the day from 9 yards out. It's now 33-8. The dude just has a nose for the end zone. He has been fantastic all night long, and he gets another one. Reinicke on to try the extra points or go for two. We'll wait. And now the offensive line resets as they have been. The first time they went for two, every single time after that, they have kicked the PAT. On the way, and it is through there. But it's now 34-8 with 9:06 left to go in this one. We'll go ahead and send it to a break. We'll be back here on 92.1 KMZA.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Kansaland Radio.
9:06 to go. Another touchdown for the Panthers of Centralia. They lead it 30-48 over Valley Heights. And Centralia looking to get out of here with a road win and start off the 2022 season 1-0 after their very solid 8-3 season. And they are led by their new head coach, Roger Holdhouse, who we'll get to talk to during our locker room chats, which we will do every single Wednesday and Thursday on KNZA, KMZA, and on CARE as well, all of our stations that we have. Both of these two coaches I talked to on KMZA for our locker room chat. Reineke to kick it off for the Panthers. DeWalt and Gray to return once again. Student section is showing some life here. Good to see. Gray to return from the 15. He gets to the 20. Going to the near side and can't quite get back to. Well, he does get back to the 25. So 10-yard return from Logan Gray, the 5'11", 150-pound sophomore. Had one target as a receiver. Also plays linebacker on the defensive side of the football. Love to see Caden Dummer move back in the game after leaving with a leg injury. But he is back in there. Him and Shanks both a little dinged up today. Both battling hard for this Valley Heights squad. Shanks will be in the gun. DeWalt in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the right, two to the left from the near hash. Takes a snap. Shanks looks to his right. Pump fakes, and he's going to be taken down immediately all the way back at the 22-yard line by Drew Gibbs with a sack. What a play by Drew Gibbs, getting it done on both sides of the ball today. Him and Thompson both been the defensive MVPs for this Centralia squad. Thompson has had a couple of tackles for loss and also had the forced fumble as well. 8:20 to go in this one. Valley Heights just trying to get some positive takeaways from this one. It's tough to do on the offensive side of things. They have had a few long plays. Shanks from the gun once again. Dropping back, looking to his right. Throws over the middle. That's going to be caught at the 30-yard line. Kind of a jump ball and helmet almost coming off. Royce Ekstrom. And is he down? Yeah, I think he's hurt. 11-yard reception on that play. Yeah, he is hurt. Great play. And hopefully it's just a cramp. I think that's what it is. His coach is out there stretching his right hamstring. Yeah, I think that's what it is. And he's walking up on his own power, and he'll walk over to the sideline. His helmet kind of came off. But he's okay. Just generally walking over to the sideline. I think it is just a cramp. That's great to see him on his own power. So it was 11-yard catch and run from Shanks to Ekstrom, his first target of the day and reception. Also the first completion of the second half by the Valley Heights quarterback. Shanks 3 for 10, 34 yards unofficially. So after the sack, at 11-yard play, does not get him the first down still. It's third down and 5. Ball at their own 32-yard line. .743 and counting left in the game. Once again, Shanks in the gun. DeWalt in the backfield. Three receivers to the right. Makes a handoff, and he is going to be gobbled up in the backfield and take it down for a loss. Will Steinlogge once again with the fantastic defensive effort. And he is dragged down all the way back at the 23-yard line. That'll be a loss of 9. I'll go ahead and punt it away. Back to return is Becker. He's slowly walking back to the 40-yard line. There's the boot, and he'll run up to this one. And he'll catch it at 46, and it goes through his hands. And that's actually, beg your pardon, that is Trenton Talley. He's going to backpedal. Flag is thrown. He's at the 50, 45, 40, along the far sideline, 35, and taken down from behind. But there's a flag on the near side, and this one likely to come back. And the official on the far side placing the flag at the 44-yard line, indicating that is where the penalty will be assessed from. And he's going to go ahead and make his steps now. So the holding will get them into their own territory. They'll be clearing the drive at their own 46 after the 10-yard holding penalty. 30 penalty yards in the game for Centralia compared to Valley Heights 40. All three of those penalties from Valley Heights have been here in the second half. They've actually also all been in the third quarter. Jacob Flinty in that quarterback now. And goes through his hands as Dovon at the 39-yard line. Dovon by Reese Tanking. That's going to be a loss of 7, which unfortunately goes towards his stats. So 2nd and 17, 6 and 20 seconds left. 6 minutes, 20 seconds left in this game. 34-8. Centralia coming into Valley Heights and playing a very solid overall football game. Only one possession without a score. 5 for 6. Now they have their backups in, and they'll be ready for week 2. Here's a direct snap going to the left side is Henry Heidemann. And Heidemann gets taken down in the backfield, I think, for a loss of maybe a couple more yards. And they'll say that Heidemann did get back to the line of scrimmage, so no gain on that play. 3rd and 17. Just trying to bring down some time here. Another reminder that our post-game show is coming up next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And during that, we will have our player of the game, and then we'll have our scoreboard show. Plenty drops it off. It is Paxton Bowers gets to the 42-yard line. Crowd loving that. They haven't really had much to get excited about tonight, but they give their starting defense a nice roar, stopping the Centralia backups after a gain of 3. But back to punt. Gibbs is going to unleash this one. And that is going to be a bounce at the 27-yard line. It will be touched up. by tanking right there at the 27-yard line. So at this point, Valley Heights, Centralia, both trying to get out of here without any injuries, trying to get some positive takeaways, some additional ones here in this fourth quarter as the clock continues to wind down. Oh, now it stops after the punt, but 4:19 left to go. The third quarter was kind of at a bit of a stalemate for most of it. Valley Heights got a stop, but then they were stopped. Centralia finally was able to get the first score of the half with just about 21 left to go in the third. There was an opportunity there. At one point, this game was 13-8 with 3:56 left to go in the second quarter. But since then, three consecutive unanswered scores from the Panthers. Timeout is called. We'll take a break for 30 seconds. You're listening to Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA. I guess we'll keep it here. St. Paul wins 66-34 over Blue Valley. Clifton Clyde wins over Hanover 52-6. We'll continue to give you some more scores as they start to come in. And then be sure to catch our scoreboard show brought to you by Community National Bank. That will be coming up after our post-game show. Be sure to stay tuned for that. We'll give out our post-game award for Player of the Game, which is brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. We have Linden and Lebo. That one's popping up here. 14-14 in fourth quarter. We have just a bunch of different random ones on here that aren't really in the area. This is on ScoreStream. I followed some teams. I don't know why those aren't the ones that are popping up first. It's just giving me a bunch of... It's giving me South Dakota, Oklahoma. I don't know what it's doing here. Anyway, we'll get more of those scores as they start to pour in our scoreboard show. Either way, we'll get back to the action here on 1st and 10. Handoff, right side. Being stopped is Bigham. That'll be a gain of 0 on that play. Bigham has had a tough time getting yards today. 18 carries for just 40 yards on his afternoon. Oh, well, they'll give him a yard, actually. Make it 41 yards. That front seven for Centralia has just been so dominant all night long up front. Thompson up there with Steinloggy. He has been all over the field. Drew Gibbs, linebacker. Even Trenton Talley's had some nice plays on the defensive end. Hand off, slipping and falling to the ground is the ball carrier. Didn't see the number, and it was DeWalt. Now we'll mark him down at the 29-yard line, so a gain of 1. DeWalt has had a pretty nice day. 11 carries, 55 yards. Pretty efficient. He had that 35-yard carry. Definitely be seeing a lot of him this season. Third down and 9. Shanks under center. Takes a handoff, rolls to his left, throws, dumps it off, caught by Bigham at the 35-40 at the sideline near midfield and taken down at the 40, make it midfield. So a nice 20-yard pitch and catch, 21-yard pitch and catch for Kason Bigham. That is the fourth completion of the day for Shanks. 4 completions for 55 yards. Omaha Central leads 35-28 in their game. Wetmore defeats Southern Cloud 58-0 there. Here's a handoff left side, 45-40. There he goes. He's got an opening, and he is gone. Jaden DeWalt with a 50-yard touchdown scamper with 2:05 left to go. Yeah, he's going to be getting the ball a lot more throughout the season. He has been very good this evening. And a touchdown here. Make it 34-14. always nice to have some positives to take away from a loss like this. And I think coaches know that they need to be running Jaden DeWalt quite a bit this season. They'll be going 4-2 here. Shanks, under center, pitch. DeWalt trying to do it himself, and he is stopped short by about a half a yard. So 34-14 after a 50-yard touchdown run by Jaden DeWalt with 2:04 to go. We'll step aside for a minute. You're listening to the Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.
A Milwaukee Tool Sale Jackpot is on now at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. With three Milwaukee sales going on at once, choose the Bundle and Save Sale. Buy a qualifying accessory and qualifying kit to get $100 off. The second is a free battery with the purchase of selected tools. Batteries range from 2.0 to 12.0. See which tool or kit is right for you. And sale number three, find lowered prices on a chop saw, chainsaw, blower, or string trimmer kit. Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
Valley Heights gets their second touchdown of the day thanks to a 50-yard scamper by Jaden DeWalt, having himself a nice day. 12 carries for now, 105 yards, and a touchdown. 2:04 left to go in this one, and that drive summary is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. One more drive. Looks like it'll be from Centralia. Panthers will get a nice road victory to start their 2022 season after defeating this same team twice a year ago, including in the second round of the playoffs. They scored 41 points in both matchups. 41-16 was the score in the regular season. That was at Centralia in a 41-0. Well, I guess that one was also at Centralia, but that was technically a neutral site since it's the playoffs. DeWalt will kick it off. Tanking is back to return. It'll be an onside kick, and it's bobbled and loose, but there are about six Panthers there on top of it. So 2:01 left, and they'll get the ball at their own 44-yard line. A very solid game for the Centralia team. And they'll continue to bring their backups in. Jacob Flinty, the sophomore, their backup quarterback. Trent Talley's day is done. The senior no longer in the ball game. Possibly Flinty, the guy they go to next year. We will see. We'll get to see some opportunities of him getting some quarterbacking in, as here's a direct snap to his fullback. Didn't see the number there, and out of the bottom of the pile. Well, quite sure who carried that one. Either way, it's a 3-yard carry. Makes it 2nd and 7. Buck 30 left and climbing. Just a reminder that next week we'll see Valley Heights again as they are going to be on the road at Onega. Catch that game right here on 92.1 KMZA. Friday Night Fever at 6. 6:45 pregame, 7 kickoff. Here's a direct handoff, and nice job driving his legs. It's Flinty. He gets the first down after getting stopped originally. That'll be a gain of 7 down to the 40-yard line. Actually, that's a gain of 13, I believe my math's right on that play. Seconds left and counting. 34-14, Centralia. Once again, a nice road victory to start up the 2022 season. Post-game show coming up brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. And Flinty will take a knee, and that will do it. Once again, our final score as the final seconds come off the clock. Let's go ahead and send it to a break, and we'll come back here in a couple minutes with your post-game show here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is!
That's your Monday through Friday,
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
It's football and family day at Highland Community College on Saturday, September 3rd. Come enjoy the Scotty season opener as they host Butler County at 1 p.m. on the HCC campus. Before the game, take in bounce houses for the kids. Academic fair in the Highland CC bookstore will be open for shopping. So bring the family and kick off the football season Saturday, September 3rd at 1 p.m. at the Highland Community College. More info online at highlandcc.edu.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Kansaland Radio.
Final score is 34-14. Centralia defeats Valley Heights. The Panthers are 1-0. Mustangs fall to 0-1. Your post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at boutdoors.com. Taking a look at some of your unofficial stats from tonight's contest. First four are the ones who fell just short on the scoreboard today, and they were led by Jaden DeWald, who had 12 carries for 105 yards and a touchdown, including a 50-yarder with 2 minutes and 4 seconds left to go. Max Shanks, the quarterback, he was 4 for 11 on his day with 55 yards over the air, and he had 7 carries on the ground for a total of 0 yards. Dummermuth, he had 3 carries for 8 yards on his day. He also had a 10-yard reception. And Kaysen Bigham, he had 18 carries for 41 yards. He also had a 21-yard reception. Logan Gray had a 1 yard, excuse me, beg your pardon, 1 reception for 13 yards. And Royce Ekstrom also had 1 catch for 11 yards. And for the victors, Centralia was led by Drew Gibbs on the ground with 9 carries for 89 yards and 2 touchdowns, including a 36 and a 16-yard touchdown run. And Trenton Talley also had 2 scores with his legs with 11 carries and 78 yards. Also with some carries was Jacob Plenty. He came in and played backup quarterback, 2 carries for 11 yards. And Maverick Becker, he was dominant with his receptions and his rushes. 3 carries for 55 yards and also 2 receptions for 46 yards with a receiving touchdown. And Reese Tanking also had 1 reception for 4 yards. And he had 1 carry for minus 7 yards. Paxton Bowers had 1 catch for 3 yards as well. Take a look at your team stats from the contest. A total of 170 yards for Centralia, 110 for Valley Heights. 140 of those yards were on the ground for Centralia, 87 on the ground for Valley Heights. 8.8 yards per carry for the Panthers. And overall, a lot of penalties in the second half. There was a total of 40 yards of penalties on the day, and actually, no, I was looking at the first half stats. I apologize. So let's try that again. 279 yards for Centralia, 209 for Valley Heights. That's what we have, 8.4 yards per carry. It sounds a little bit more accurate. That is your full game stats there. And overall, in terms of passing, 1 for 8 was passing for the Panthers, and 4 for 11 was Centralia. So got a little bit of everything for Centralia's game here this evening. That's going to do it for your post-game stats. We'll have more in just a little bit here on your post-game show, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. We'll have our player of the game coming up next. Once again, your final score is Centralia 34, Valley Heights 14, here on 92.1 KMZA with your game of the week.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself. Rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supplies. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. This month, though, we are reminded of the resources we have because suicide impacts all of us. We can no longer allow this illness to be hidden. We must address this with every resource we have. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among young people, and it's on the rise in our older population as well. Please join Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in supporting suicide prevention. Together, we can reduce the number of lives shaken by a needless and tragic death. We are people you know, care you trust.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM KMZA.
Back here on our B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show, your final score, Centralia wins at 34-14 at Valley Heights. A couple of scores for you. Sabetha currently leading Perry LeCompton with 3 minutes to go, 28-7 over Perry LeCompton. 3 minutes left to go in that one. And then Nemaha Central defeats Holton 35-28. Let's get to our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Sportsnet.com. This was a tough one. You have Trenton Talley, who had a fantastic day. He had a couple of rushing touchdowns, also had a passing touchdown. He had Maverick Becker, who had a receiving touchdown. But I'm going to give it to Drew Gibbs, who had two rushing touchdowns in very critical moments, had his first touchdown be the response after Valley Heights had a touchdown to make it 20-8, and then also had the first touchdown out of the half to really put this game out of reach and make it 27-8. And on top of that, he had a couple of tackles for loss, including a sack as well. So he is the Farmers State Bank player of the game for tonight. What a game it was. It all started with a Maverick Becker 23-yard touchdown to give Centralia a 6-0 lead. Then Trenton Talley gets a 6-yard run up the gut to make it 13-0, and it seemed like it'd be all Centralia. But then Valley Heights able to respond with a touchdown of their own, thanks to Max Shanks getting a QB sneak with 3:56 left to go in the first half to make it a 13-8 game. Then, as mentioned, Drew Gibbs able to keep the momentum going on offense and get a touchdown to respond to make it 20-8 before the break. Then both offenses kind of stagnated a bit, but then Drew Gibbs able to get a 16-yard run up the middle for a touchdown, actually up the right side, make it 27-8. Trenton Talley's touchdown with 9:06 left to go was the dagger, making it 34-8. And then Jaden DeWalt getting a 50-yard touchdown with 2:04 left to go in the fourth quarter to make it 34-14. That was, once again, our final. Well, this has been fun. Let's do it again next week, shall we? Valley Heights is on the road at Onega. Again, 6 o'clock will be your Friday Night Fever, presented by GN Banks. And then on top of that, we have your pregame coverage at 6:45 and kickoff at 7. Don't forget that we have our weekly locker room chats every Wednesday and Thursday evenings at 5:30. Talk about all of the great coaches around the area. Now we get a game under our belts to talk to them about. That's always nice, right? And then after tonight's contest, and after we sign off the air, we have our high school football scoreboard show brought to you by Community National Bank. Looking forward to listening to that on my way back. And that is going to catch you up on all of the area games with scores, highlights, stats. And you'll hear a recap of this game as well if you were unable to catch this one, or you just want to hear my lovely voice again. And I'll say lovely in quotes, air quotes, and with my own hands. That's going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Jared Slepia, here with you all season long. Game one of many here on 92.1 KMZA. Your game of the week brought to you by Peru State College. Have a great night, everybody. Have a great weekend.